We're talking collegiate summer baseball leagues and non-major sports in Wisconsin. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. From the Green Bay Booyah and the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders to the Kenosha Kingfish and the Madison Mallards, the Northwoods League stakes a claim as being the largest organized baseball league in the world, with 22 teams drawing more than a million fans to the ballpark each year. Baseball fans, have you been to a Northwoods League game in Wisconsin? What did you take away from it? And what do you remember about the players, the ballpark, the food? Would you go back? Join in at 800-642-1234. Vern Stenman is president of Big Top Sports and Entertainment and a co-owner of four Northwoods League teams, the Green Bay Booyah, the Kenosha Kingfish, the Madison Mallards, and the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. He's also an owner of Forward Madison FC. Vern, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning.
So introduce us to the Northwoods League. Where do these players come from? What's this league about?
Well, we bring in the best college players from around the country, and we give them kind of a baseball internship. You know, almost every single night at a Northwoods League stadium, you're going to see a handful of Major League Baseball scouts in attendance in the stands with their radar guns, talking to the players, learning about these people, and getting ready for the draft that we're still in the middle of yesterday and today. A bunch of former Northwoods League players and team players from our teams were drafted in that draft and get an opportunity to go on and play professionally. So I'd say in a given team, maybe a half to two-thirds of a really good team might end up playing professionally once they're done playing in the Northwoods League. So it's a really good level of baseball. I always look at it as I bet there's probably at least one major leaguer on the field every single night in a Northwoods League game. You might not know who that guy is exactly, but there's probably at least one guy that's going to have an opportunity to play in the big leagues and a bunch of guys that'll play professionally. So on the field, it starts with a really great focus on developing baseball players and getting them ready to go on. College baseball across the country isn't really a big deal from a fan, from a spectator perspective. Most stadiums don't really draw great crowds or anything like that. And this gives these guys an opportunity to experience what it's going to be like at the next level. They start signing autographs for the first time. They start interacting with fans in a different way than they're used to. And it really gets them ready for it. And some guys find out that 72 baseball games in 76 days or whatever our schedule kind of is might not be the right thing for them. And sometimes we learn about these guys and see that, in fact, they are maybe a little bit better than we thought. And they are ready to go on and compete professionally. And it's cool that the league will have guys from every level of college baseball in the country, from the very best schools that'll be, you know, playing in the College World Series in the next 3 weeks or so, to schools that you've never heard of and didn't know even had a school, much less a baseball team. And they compete against each other. And those guys sometimes from that small school will compete really well against the guy from the big school. And that might lead to an opportunity for them. So it starts with baseball. And we could talk about that a lot. But I think what it's really known for is the fun.
So do the players negotiate their own contracts? How does that work?
Well, they have to have a year of college eligibility left to play in the Northwoods League, which means they have to protect their amateur status. And so none of our players are paid at this point. It's really their opportunity to get ready to go on to the next level. And so we have a pretty uniform contract that the Northwoods League puts together for these guys to come in. And every year we probably turn down thousands of players, literally, that want to come play in the league in different places. So it's really competitive to get into the Northwoods League, because of the developmental side of it, because of the quality of play of the teams, because of the quality of the stadiums. Players enjoy coming to play in these big, full ballparks and experience that side as well.
So the Brewers had an exceptional season last year, nearly reaching the World Series, and they're doing really well this year. Does their success affect how many fans turn out for the Northwoods League games?
Absolutely. And I think that the baseball is good for baseball. I've always felt like I think we're good for the Milwaukee Brewers because, you know, you can get into our games for $8 or $9. You can teach the game to your kids in a more fun environment where there's a lot of things happening. If they can't engage in the game for the entire night, they can go get into a bounce house or into an inflatable zip line or whatever it might be to have some fun. And they hopefully leave the stadium that night with a positive impression of the game of baseball. And I think that's good for all levels of play, from kids participating in baseball to kids becoming fans of the Brewers or whatever team it might be as they get older. And I think the Brewers are great for us because the more people are talking about baseball, the more people are excited about baseball, I think the more likely they are to want to come out and see what we're doing. And so I think it really feeds itself very nicely. And I think that the Brewers and their success is something that we follow closely and we cheer them on.
Talking with Vern Stenman, he's president of Big Top Sports and Entertainment, co-owner of four Northwoods League teams and a co-owner of Forward Madison FC. What questions do you have about the Northwoods League or other non-major sports in Wisconsin? What do you want to know about the rules of play or how teams operate as a business? Sports fans, what do you think about your opportunities to go to these games? Join in at 800-642-1234. Tweet us at WPR Mornings. Vern, what about umpires and coaches or owners like yourself? How do the economics work there? Is the league a career step for getting into the majors?
Yeah, we love that side of it, and that's really been one of the biggest things within Big Top Sports and Entertainment has been the development of young people to go on and pursue their career in sports. And so myself, I started as an intern in the Northwoods League over 20 years ago in St. Cloud, Minnesota, and kind of worked through and got bigger and bigger opportunities, proved myself as an operator of teams, always wanted to get into the ownership side of things. And I think that the Northwoods League and the teams that are in the league actually offer a really unique path for those really talented people that want to go out and prove themselves. I think that right now, three of our four teams in our group are run by former interns that we hired at 20, 21 years old, brought them through our system, trained them in the way that we wanted to have them work, and they went on to have an opportunity to run their own sports team at a relatively young age. And that's something that we're really proud of. It's something I got to do. I was 23 when I started running the Madison Mallards. And the same thing with the umpires. They come right out of umpire school, and they go on and pursue a career in professional baseball. And then the coaches are a little bit of a mix of a lot of different things. Some of them are college coaches that are going on to the next level and hopefully will get a head coaching job, maybe at the college level. Some of them, like our coach in Madison and in Kenosha, are former professional baseball players that have been in the game for a long time. Duffy Dyer is our manager in Kenosha. He's 73 years old. He played for the New York Mets. He caught Nolan Ryan when he was with the Mets in 1969. He's not really using this as a stepping stone, but he loves it.
Well, you never know.
And it's a unique experience for our players to be able to come in and play for someone like that.
Yeah, who has so much institutional memory much history with
the game.
The
stories he can tell are amazing, and it's fun to see these 19, 20-year-old kids interacting with Duffy. Donnie Scott's our manager here in Madison. He caught in the major leagues for 8 years, I think, and that knowledge that they can pass on is outstanding and certainly a fun part of it for our players.
Do most states have something like the Northwoods League, or is this unique to Wisconsin?
I mean, I would say the Northwoods League is pretty unique in its combination of both good baseball and good fun and family entertainment. It's certainly, 22 teams and playing in beautiful stadiums. There's certainly leagues like ours across the country, but I think they're, obviously we're pretty proud of what we've done within the league, but I think that they're probably a little bit behind what's happening here, and I do think it's something very unique to Wisconsin. I think there's something about the culture of this state. I think it was probably defined by the Green Bay Packers, over 50 years ago. This is a great sports state. And I think they really take a lot of pride in their teams.
Talking about collegiate baseball in Wisconsin, what brings fans to the ballpark? Vern Stenman is our guide. He is president of Big Top Sports and Entertainment, co-owner of four Northwoods League teams. Sports fans, what do you think about your opportunities to go to games in Wisconsin? Are you okay just rooting for the Packers or the Brewers or the Bucks, or do you have an appetite for non-major teams, a soft spot for them? We're at 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. We'll get back to this conversation in just a minute here on the Ideas Network.